Night 3, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris have yet to condemn deadly Kenosha riots personally. Update, Biden condemns. By Joel B. Polak on August 26, 2020. Update, Biden released a video Wednesday afternoon condemning needless violence. Original story follows. Neither Joe Biden nor Kamala Harris have condemned the ongoing Kenosha, Wisconsin riots personally, after a third night of violence turned deadly on Tuesday. As Breitbart News reported, two people were shot dead and one wounded overnight during skirmishes in Kenosha. Democrat Governor Tony Evers turned down President Donald Trump's offer of additional support from the National Guard, the White House said. Riots also erupted again in the state capital of Madison. On Sunday, Jacob Blake, 29, was shot and wounded by police in Kenosha during a confrontation. It is not clear whether he was armed or not. He is reportedly paralyzed from the waist down, though it is not yet clear if that injury will be permanent. Protests erupted that evening, accompanied by rioting, looting, and arson. Biden issued a statement Monday blaming the shooting on systemic racism, and said nothing about the riots. His statement also left out key details about the shooting. That night, riots returned, and were even worse, with several businesses burned to the ground in Kenosha, including the Danish Brotherhood Lodge, a local community charity. A man who attempted to defend the building was brutally attacked. On Tuesday, a Biden advisor issued a brief statement condemning the violence, referring to remarks Biden made in June condemning violence. That statement, however, appeared to blame police for riots, saying that they escalate tension. The violence continued on Tuesday evening, with more looting and confrontation between armed groups. Some of those armed appear to be defending private property, but the motivations of those involved in the shootings remain unconfirmed. Biden and Harris posted tweets Wednesday morning on other topics. The Republican National Convention, RNC, opened Tuesday evening with messages of sympathy for Blake and for police as well, and continued the condemnation of ongoing riots that also appeared on the first evening of the convention. Biden's supporters are growing increasingly concerned about his silence. On Wednesday, former Ohio Governor John Kasich, a never-Trump Republican who backs Biden, told CNN that Biden had to speak up. They have to be called out. His violence needs to be deeply condemned and deeply condemned now. Sooner rather than later, in my opinion, Kasich said. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.